Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nicholas Mason.
It's me. I'm on the show.
You are on the show.
Hey, fun anecdote relating to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the movie we're going to talk about this week at in the middle of Melbourne in the CBD. And as I was leaving, I was going through the Emporium, which is a big shopping centre.
Mr. Megorium's Wonder Emporium?
Exactly.
Hate that
it's
movie.
It's a magical land.
I've never seen it, but I hate the trailer.
And somebody's like, Meso. And I'm like, hey, man, without looking. And I'm like, I don't know who that is, but it's a guy. It was a listener, a weekly wackadoo dude, Nick, also, who was listening to the Weekly Planet as he saw me walking past.
Podception,
which is the kind of experience that makes me feel like I'm living in a Truman Show universe.
Right.
Because they're like, he wasn't that enthused about the last episode. Get him back in. Have a guy walk past him and be listening to the show. That'll get him back on board.
Was he a nice guy?
He was a real nice guy. He was playing a bit of the Pokemon Go.
People are bloody getting into that.
Yeah, it was
absolutely
great.
Yeah. Good for him, man. Well, we appreciate you, Nick.
We're famous.
Not
in
you.
A weird,
yeah, the other Nick.
Nobody appreciates me. We're famous in a weird way now.
We're very specifically famous for a very small niche of whatever this is we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of small niches, Mason, have you heard of Star Trek?
No,
you haven't.
Mason, Star Trek.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Have you heard of Star Trek?
Yes, absolutely I have, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got some Star Trek 4 news.
Great.
We haven't even had 3 yet. I've got a review that'll be up in a few hours.
Does not compute.
Correct. Mm. I've got a review that'll be up in a few hours. I'm going to see it, so that'll be up soon if anyone cares. Star Trek 4, though, is going to bring back Chris Hemsworth. Not Khan. I think they're not doing that again. Uh-huh.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
As George Kirk.
Now, if you've seen the first Star Trek, Mason, which I know you have, because we did a delightful commentary the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And by delightful, I mean we're really tired.
So tired. We really miscalculated it. We're like...
Well, we didn't miscalculate. There were some issues which we discussed in
That's right.
In the thing. I'll link it below. It's on the Bandcamp where you can play it for free or you can pay a buck or whatever you want to pay and download it. Also, if you're patreon.com/movies, it's already there. So maybe to get warmed up, Mason, get your bloody, I couldn't think of a Star Trek phase. Get your phases warmed up, Mason. Uh-huh. Put them by the fire. That's a phrase, isn't it?
Yeah, put your phases by the fire.
you can give that a listen. But yeah, what do you think about that? Chris Hemsworth coming back, presumably time travel.
Probably time travel.
As we talked about.
Or a clone.
No, I think they'll do time. They love their bloody time travel.
Or some sort of transporter accident, as we discussed.
Oh, right.
Remember, he's been trapped in a transporter beam for a long
time.
Didn't
we see him explode? He does a weird, undignified explode
towards the screen. That's true. He explodes like very supporting characters in Ang Lee's The Hulk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Flies towards the screen. Yeah, okay.
Boy, doesn't he?
We don't see him die, though.
No, I guess not.
Like, he could have been being flung towards a transporter beam.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Or the depths of space
right.
to his death. One of those two.
One of those two. I think they're going to do time travel.
I think they're going to do transporter beam malfunction, but now he's evil.
Oh, goatee.
Because then he's like,
so he's going to be like...
Oh, it might be Mirror Universe. I didn't even factor that in. But I think maybe he'll come back. And James Tiberius Kirk will be like, Dad, I love you.
We're
You're back
friends.
Now. And then he's like, but I'm evil now. And he's like, conflicted.
I thought it'd be kind of more, they go on a little adventure together. Like the way that Picard and Shatner did in Generations.
Sounds dumb, but all right.
Sure. Well, it's all dumb, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all movie stuff.
Maybe he just comes back in like a holodeck fishing hole kind of scenario.
Sure. Okay. Well, either way, I think he's one of the best parts of that movie. I like the opening. I love the opening to that movie, actually. Mm-hmm. That's actually his first cinematic role. Which I think we also talked about. I'm not going to give away all the stuff we talked about, Mason.
What did he do before that? Was he in Neighbours?
He was in Neighbours. I think he was in Home and Away. Uh-huh. He was in Dancing with the Stars, Australia.
Oh, fresh off Home and Away.
That's all right.
Wow, that's a real Dancing with the Stars asterisk. Dancing with the Stars in quotes.
Daryl Summers, probably. Mm. Oh, he hosted it, didn't he? But then I think they kicked him because he did that racist thing on.
Oh, yeah.
It's Saturday, maybe. Well, he didn't. It's not relevant. Mm. Let's go to the next thing.
Okay.
Speaking of James Franco. Is that a segue?
No, let's find a link.
James Kirk, James Franco.
Great, we did it.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
He's rumored to be up for like the lead role in Shane Black's Predators sequel, which is Predator 4, I guess.
Now, what is this? What continuity is this in? I guess it's all the same continuity.
It's all the same
continuity.
It could be. I mean, because Predator 2, is it obviously a direct sequel, and Predators is kind of like the aliens to Alien of Predator.
Yes, that's
which
true.
I bloody love Predators. Me I stand too. By it. It's great. Yeah. It's really good.
It somehow made Adrian Brody into an action star of some sort.
And you know what? I think the smart thing
the bloody twig in a breeze, Adrian Brody.
He's bloody jacked as man in that.
Yeah.
He's covered in mud. He's running about.
Yeah.
What I love about that movie is.
And a shoddy,
mate.
Shoddy's good, mate.
They do. Two hands.
Yeah.
It's a good quote. Great movie, too, also. Mm-hmm. So what I love about that movie is they didn't go, let's just get Vin Diesel or The Rock.
Yep.
Let's get an Arnie type. Let's go differently.
Let's go way out of the box.
Yeah. They got like a little scrappy, it's not little, they got like a scrappy SAS type.
Yeah.
Which is what I'd imagine, I don't know many real soldiers, would be like. Uh-huh. Like it's more likely that a guy like that who's kind of, he's all stealth and he's gone through the jungle or whatever. He's not going to be a big hulking man carrying a minigun. You know
what
I mean?
True,
he's going to be a lithe Britishman.
Mm.
Yeah. But he's not British in that.
So what kind of role do we think? Which way are we going with Predator this time, I guess?
I don't know.
Maybe it's urban.
Well, they did that, but I guess people would be open to
maybe
seeing
a good
it again.
One, though.
Predator 2 is okay, right? You don't reckon?
It's fine.
I reckon it's all right. I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah. But Predators is great. Predator. I would say this.
Yes.
I think it's as good as the first Predator. That being said, of course, Predator sets up the world and establishes the rules.
Yes.
So in that sense, obviously, that's a better movie. But I think Predators is a worthy successor.
Agreed.
Except for maybe the dogs. No, they're all right.
Yeah.
The dogs.
Yeah, they're all right. They're so, like, what kind of role do you think he might be?
Oh.
I reckon maybe, like... Do you transform James Franco into a soldier?
I think you leave him as whatever he is.
What if he's a stoner slacker type?
No, I don't want that.
What about like a sleazy private detective?
Okay, sure. Mm. And he needs to kind of get it together,
He's there, he's in his car, he's doing some surveillance
right.
on like a cheating husband or something like that. Turns out the husband is cheating on his wife with a predator.
That would be amazing.
Right, yeah.
Have you seen any female?
And he thinks he's getting away with it because the Predator's invisible.
Right. Mm. But he's not getting away with it because James Cameron. James Franco has an infrared lens.
He's got an infrared lens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I reckon this will ignore most of the continuity.
Yep.
Not kind of disregard, not kind of go out of its way to kind of crush it. But
uh-huh.
I think it's going to be very much, this is Predator 2. Because Shane Black wrote the first Predator. He's actually in it as well.
Huh. Is he the mud?
He's the mud, yeah. No, I can't remember what he is in it. I think he's a soldier I haven't seen it in ages. But, yeah, interesting.
Huh.
I like Shane Black's film, love Iron Man 3, but everything else.
It's been great,
I like it a lot.
What about if James Franco is the son of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Does that work?
Yes.
You're right, it does.
Thank you.
There's a lot of rumors that Schwarzenegger's going to come back. I think he will.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not... What else
doing
is he
doing? Anything else?
No, he's not the
he's
government.
Bloody, he's doing promotions for that military strike
mobile
app.
Too.
Where
he's on
a lift
all
and
my
people
YouTube
are attacking
ads.
Him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I actually just bought, and I never do this, I bought an Arnold Schwarzenegger t-shirt, come with me if you want a lift, and it's like him on it. I don't know.
What?
I saw it and I went, I want that. I don't know why. And now it's on its way. And
come with me if you want a lift.
Because you can lift weights.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
If you want to get in the lift.
No, I thought you... Well, yeah, mobile strike, obviously. But I thought you meant like a lift in the car.
Okay. So it's just him opening a door to an Uber.
Correct.
Get in, mate.
Mm.
No. Okay. So I'll let you know how that goes when I get it.
What era of Arnold Schwarzenegger is it? Or is it cartoon Arnold Schwarzenegger?
It's the good era.
What does that mean?
when he was a young man. Okay.
Like Pumping Iron era?
I think it's... I'd have to look it up.
Hercules in New York era?
I think it's after that.
Okay, sure. Commando era. That's prime Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That is. I'd say it's about then. Okay. If I had to pick a time.
That's, all right, primo.
We've got one more bit of news, Mason, before we get into all the great stuff we're getting into.
Mm.
Guardians of the Galaxy, there was some concept art put out.
I did see that, yeah.
They all look pretty similar-ish. There's a few additions, though.
Important to note, Groot's still real tiny.
Yeah.
He's real Groot.
So there's talk that he's different because he's like young. He's like a little baby kind of guy.
Yeah.
Because if you get completely disintegrated when you come back, are you the same, Mason? Ask Kirk's dad, Andrew Kirk. That's his name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. What do you think about that?
I think that's a really good question.
Do you think he's going to be their minions?
Oh, we can only
hope. It's going to be a whole lot of them.
Well, I think if they want to go merch, it's going to be... It's been Groot's. Did they made a dancing Groot?
They
right?
did. Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Like that. Those pot plants used to be.
That's
able to
right.
Get
yeah.
With the flowers.
Also, Karen Gillan's on the team.
Yeah,
we knew that already. There's another.
Yeah, it's
female character right
Mantis.
Oh,
who in the
yeah.
comics is green.
Yes,
but other if you make her green, everyone's green, and the Hulk's green. They're all gonna meet up. And Dave Bautista's what's his name? Bloody, what's the character's name?
Drax the
Drax.
Destroyer.
He's kind of greenish. He's more kind of grey.
He's less, he's bluey green. Like, I definitely think they tweaked him from the comic book version because they're like, this is going to be confusing.
A lot of green peeps.
Yeah. Exactly.
It looks very exciting though. Slightly different style.
Which reminds me, I've got to write another check to Green Peeps. It's my favourite charity.
Is it that time of year, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great. Awesome. No, I'm looking forward to it. It's filming at the moment. We might get some stuff at Comic-Con next week, which is very exciting for you.
Yeah,
you're excited, aren't you? Now,
don't tell me what I'm excited about.
You're excited.
All right, I am.
Now, at the moment, Star Wars Celebration is still happening.
Yeah.
There's some news that we might miss, so I've got it on the live stream at the moment, the Carrie Fisher panel.
Oh, this is happening live.
Come out. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. So we might get some Weekly Planet exclusives.
I doubt it.
No, obviously not, because there are also Star Wars podcasts recording right now, live streaming. They're live streaming from that live stream.
That's exactly right.
So we've got no exclusives, but...
That's it. And also, this will go for about an hour, so I don't know if we'll get any new news, but you never know. Maybe she'll say something that, like, spoils something, which we will get to. So
boy.
We thought we'll do Ghostbusters first.
Okay.
And then we'll get into some big Star Wars announcements, Mason.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters.
It's finally here.
Yeah.
And we can finally talk about it and then finally not talk about it anymore.
So let's talk numbers, Mason.
Okay.
It's made about 46 million for the US opening.
That's pretty good, right?
It's okay.
Okay.
It won't hit number one because I think the one where the pets are, it's Toy Story.
Oh, Secret
with
Life
pets.
Of Pets.
Yeah.
That's made like $100 billion.
It's crazy.
Or something,
yeah.
Right?
It's doing really well. So that will probably be number one again.
But it's beating out other stuff, right? It's beating out Central Intelligence.
It'll be second. But the thing is, the problem with this is it's not.
It's got women in it. That's the problem.
That's a massive problem, obviously. That's the biggest problem. But it's not opening in China. Because China chose not to because it has supernatural elements and they refuse the right of a lot to... They invoke that law whenever they kind of don't want to put out a thing. So that's a massive dent. Like if you don't get China, you ain't got nothing, Mason.
That's true.
You got a middling box office.
Could they have carefully edited around the ghosts in the movie Ghostbusters? It's just about plucky young women getting ahead in the world of science.
Building nuclear reactors.
Bloody... Metropolitan Train Network.
That's right. It cost $144 million to make.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that again
to
on
market.
Marketing.
Yep.
So it will break even and then some, but not by... I'd imagine Sony wanted it to do a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So Mason, what did you think the story was?
Oh, no. You know, as I on my way... Today, I'm like... He's going to ask me what the story is.
I always do.
And I'm going to remember the name. I'm going to think of the names of the characters and I'm going to know what they are. And this is going to be a stormer of a remembering what
Let's
the story
just call
was.
Them the names
of
that
the actors.
Really are. Yeah.
Great. Fantastic. Okay. Mm. So in this movie, Kristen Wiig's character is a professor of particle physics.
Let's call her Wiggles.
So Wiggles is hoping to get tenure at her university.
Yeah.
But then it turns out that a book she wrote with her childhood best friend many, many years ago has resurfaced on the internet and Amazon.
Yes.
And the book is about sort of the science behind the paranormal. And yes. so it makes her look like a real idiot.
Mm.
And so she goes to find her childhood best friend, played by Melissa McCarthy.
That's right.
To confront her and trying to get rid of this so
she can get her tenure.
Yeah, she can get her tenure.
She can trick Charles Dance. Into
exactly. Being Charles Dance is in this. I forgot.
I thought he'd be in it more.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go on.
For a named man like Charles Dance, he probably had Game of Thrones stuff to do.
Spoiler alert, he's not in Game of Thrones anymore.
No, I mean just like, you know, fan conventions.
Sure,
You know what I mean?
He probably had the Golden Child conventions to visit.
Exactly, yeah. Dracula Untold conventions. It's got to do it. Anyway, so she goes to confront Melissa McCarthy. Turns out Melissa McCarthy's hanging out with her new best friend, Kate McKinnon, and they have been working on, like, equipment to detect and tackle ghosts and the paranormal.
Ghosts and ghouls.
Yeah.
Just ghosts, really.
Meanwhile, over at the bloody MTA.
The other side of town, the bloody
train station, Leslie Jones encounters a real weird dude who starts talking about the apocalypse and the end of the world. She follows him only to discover that he is bloody...
She's led to a ghost, basically.
Yeah. Anyway, they all team up.
And then they Ghostbusters.
What
did you think of this movie in general?
I had a really good time at this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have been like, eh.
As someone who's seen the original, I say like 100 times. It's probably not 100 times. I've probably seen it 50 times.
Right. Yeah.
I'm a big fan
of
the original.
It's one of your faves, isn't it?
It's one of my faves.
Yeah.
I had a really good time at this movie. Mm. Look, the thing about this movie is, all the main characters I think do a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
I think the third act is kind of weak, which we'll get into.
Yep.
There's some CGI messes that should have been cleaned up.
Yep.
I don't think all the jokes land.
No.
But I think of the ones that do, I enjoyed a lot.
Yep.
And I had a good time. And I liked how all the characters interact together. And I'd like to see another movie just to see them hang out, basically.
That actually is what I enjoyed. I think it was smart to get some of the best kind of comedic actors of today, the same way they did for the first Ghostbusters. Instead of being like, let's just get Jonah Hill and Ben Stiller and Chris Rock and just mash them together.
Right.
They went, who works well together? Kind of, who's hot and now? So I think it was good in that respect. That being said, they never, to me, felt like real characters in the way that the originals did.
Yeah, look, I think what is interesting about this world, I think, is that it's not the real world.
No.
The first one is kind of, and I don't know if it's an, I don't know if it's a function of the people that created the original movie.
Right.
Or if it was just how all movies were back then.
Mm.
But the first movie is much more grounded and it just feels like a whole bunch of people.
Yep.
Just real people.
Yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
this one is Hollywood's interpretation of Hollywood's interpretation. They're both Hollywood movies. But this is Paul Feig's world.
Yeah.
And none of his movies, like, the characters feel like...
No, it's like Spy or...
Yeah, they're heightened characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is a heightened universe. Very early on in this movie, you get... A few jokes are delivered and a few lines are delivered that make it very clear this is not the real world.
Yeah.
This is Hollywood's New York.
Right, right.
And kind of, at that point, like, 5 minutes in, you're either on board or you're not. Spoiler alert, not really. But right at the start, there's a tour guide giving a tour of a haunted mansion in New York.
Yes.
And he basically says, when this mansion was built, it has all the modern conveniences of the time. A face bidet and an anti-Irish defense system or something like that. Obviously not real.
Yeah.
So that's the point. Like 2 minutes in the movie, you're like,
right,
this is going to be kind of silly.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's not the real New York
City. I
mean,
we all hate the Irish, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
so,
fair enough.
Yeah.
See, I felt that, like, as much as I enjoyed Kate McKinnon,
yes,
I thought she had some of the funniest moments.
Uh-huh.
She never feels like a real person.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Because she's just kind of like a cartoon version of a human being.
Uh-huh.
Like, for the entire thing. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed that.
Uh-huh.
But there was no point. Like, I thought Wiggles and McCarthy kind of made, there was more of an effort there to make them kind of realistic, grounded kind of people.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But no, I think you're probably right. Like, a lot of the characters, there's a more cartoony feel to it.
Yeah.
And I think that is especially because they have to live in this world that isn't 100%. It's not a real world kind of thing.
Yeah.
Especially, again, towards the end of the third act, reality sort of takes a back seat.
Well, every time somebody takes a tumble and lands on the proton pack,
I'm
like, oh, that would...
Yes.
You'd be out.
And that happens like 3 or 4 times, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. So you said it was funny. You said good jokes were had.
Yes.
I thought, or some.
Uh-huh.
I thought it got less funny as it went along.
Yes, it did. It started out strong.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that was a function. I feel that you could definitely tell the written jokes from the improv jokes.
Right, right, yeah.
I don't think my strike rate would be 100%, but I think I could go back and go written joke, improv joke, improv joke, written joke.
Sure.
And I think the written jokes were all quite strong.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the, maybe the improv stuff, they could have done in a couple more takes.
Absolutely.
Like, I think that may... And well, again, I haven't seen that script, but I
they
think...
They filmed like three... This was like 3.5 hours, the first cut.
Wow, okay.
And it does kind of feel the way it's chopped together. Uh-huh. Like, I don't think it entirely flows.
Okay, yeah.
But anyway, sorry, keep going.
I think like... Wait, I've lost my train of thought. You ruined everything.
That's what it's like when you jump in, Mason. Got to get your thoughts together.
I don't like being hit with my
you
own
said
medicine.
Improv jokes.
My own delicious medicine.
You would have been do another take.
Yeah, do another. Like I don't know what the script looks like, but maybe it's kind of like Melissa McCarthy slapped in the face, and then she says something funny.
Right, right.
And then, you know,
that doesn't
maybe
always...
write a joke in there instead. I don't know. Because, like, we get, oh, that's going to leave a mark, which I feel which I feel she's even said in another movie.
I'm sure she's said like, it that's, in another you know, movie or in Mike and Molly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that show?
No.
Me neither.
I have seen Gilmore Girls, though. She's in that. She's good in that.
I've seen bits of it. Mm-hmm. That's coming back, actually. We should do an episode on it.
Yes,
please. We're just going to shotgun 10 seasons of Gilmore Girls.
But again, I think you're right that... It is much more joke heavy at the start.
Mm.
And that, I guess, is the difference between this and the previous one.
Yeah.
Is that in the original Ghostbusters, the movie, there's a lot of jokes, and then by the third act,
right,
you're really invested in it, and it's still... It's
there's
just,
still some solid jokes,
yeah,
man,
and it's still... It's more like... End. It's just them having a series of conversations while the world is falling to pieces.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's just, it's more, even though there's, you know, Gozer the Destroyer is there and the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man is there and everything's exploding and there's a gate opening up or whatever, they're still just having funny conversations between each
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely.
And it's just, the action is kind of a side part to it.
Yeah.
In this movie, when the third act kicks off...
It's all action all
It's
time,
all action
man.
And it's pretty good,
yeah,
given that it is mostly CG.
Yeah.
But again, but yeah, it's like, okay, well, the narrative is kicking off here.
Right,
like
right.
Like the third act final battle is happening. And in the first one, it doesn't really matter. But
yeah.
In this one, it kind of does. And again, it's good solid action, but yeah, it's not as funny.
No, it's definitely not as funny. Mm-hmm. My actual favorite joke in this comes very early on, where they go to the haunted house. This is sort of a spoiler, not really. And they're like, and she's like, oh, I spoke to the guy who... runs
that,
his house.
Yeah, that being said, just before I'm going to bloody cut you off, mate, is that I feel we can spoil some of these jokes because there's more in there.
Yeah.
Like, my fear going into this movie was that all the jokes were going to be in the trailer.
No, then this is better than the trailers made out to be.
Significantly, yeah. But there's plenty more. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's
and again,
right.
Not all of them land, but go ahead. I enjoyed this joke as well.
She goes to the house and she meets the caretaker and she's like, oh, Mr. Whatever sent me here. And she's like, and he's like, he's been dead for 15 years.
Uh-huh. And they're like, oh my, yeah. And then they're like, oh my God, he's dead. It's, you know, this is perfect. This is a perfect haunted house situation.
Yeah.
And then the guy who visited her initially with the book shows up again. And he's like, oh, this is this guy, Junior.
Yeah.
And she's like, obviously I meant that guy.
Yeah. That's a great joke.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And again, that's a written joke.
Yeah, that's right.
You would assume.
Yeah.
It seems like they did it on the day. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm.
Write us in, Paul Feig, if you're not being inundated with lovely letters from Ghostbusters fans. Yes. if you're not busy answering all that fan mail. So you mentioned special effects as well.
Yeah.
All the proton stuff looks good.
Yes,
like
it does.
The lasery thing looks, it's as good as ever and whatever.
Yep.
But the ghosts, when there's kind of one, it looks okay.
Yeah.
When there's a lot and they're in Times Square and there's a mist and they're kind of flying in and out.
Yeah.
That to me, I was like, oh, this is not... Right.
Okay, yeah.
It's a bit too much.
And they all kind of have the same basic structure.
Mm.
They're all kind of vague and blue and floaty.
Yep, yep.
And maybe that's part of the production design. Like, maybe that's a deliberate, like, we want to streamline this a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. They are kind of...
And that's something that the other one, I found the creature design on the first one, or first two even, was a lot kind of scarier and a lot more interesting.
Yep.
When this was, though I didn't mind, like the subway one I thought was quite interesting.
Uh-huh.
The woman at the start was quite interesting. But then when like Slimer's obviously interesting because he's Slimer. But yeah. Like we've seen that. Mm. You know what I mean? What about nods to the original?
As in terms of cameos?
Yeah, all of it. Cameos, little lines here and there.
I mostly didn't think they bogged anything down.
I think as it goes on, it.
Oh, by the way, non-spoilers here, and then spoilers later.
Yeah, spoilers later. Yeah. That's how we do it.
Yeah,
I think it kind of gets heavier as it goes.
Yeah, here's the thing though. I think, especially in terms of cameos, I think if you had never seen a Ghostbusters before,
yeah,
I think all the ones that exist while the plot is happening,
yeah,
don't weigh it down.
Yeah,
like they exist to serve as a plot point, or they're just there for a moment.
Right.
There are a couple, basically at the end, that. A bit clunky,
yeah.
But the plot is all but finished at that point, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, fair point.
And they're for the fans, but again, I'm sure people leaving the cinema who've never seen Ghostbusters might be like, "Who are those people?
What's that about?"
Yeah. But again, like the plot ticks along,
yep.
While the action is happening, and I don't think they bog it down.
No. Mm-hmm. Let's go spoilers.
Okay, let's do it.
So,
But by the way, I feel best movie ever.
I enjoyed it,
yep.
But I would say this is one of those things where if it's on TV or you can rent it for whatever, for $3, then that's,
yep.
And if you want to see it, that's how I would do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I think, again, like, there are good points and bad points, but that's a movie.
That's a movie.
That's a movie.
Look, I wish it was, you know what, I wish it was better or I wish it was worse.
Okay,
so
sure.
So I could kind of go either way, but I'm just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, look, I paid to see this movie.
Yep.
I can send people, just so people don't think we're being paid off by Sony to say this movie is okay.
Yeah.
I can take a photo of the ticket stub. Mm. But look, I didn't feel my time was wasted.
Yeah.
I think there were some really solid jokes, which we'll get to in spoilers. We'll just bloody say, how about this joke?
Yeah, sure.
How about this joke? Yep, How good were they? Yeah, I didn't feel my time was wasted, and I would really like to see a sequel, which we may never get, just to have all the characters hang out and... Or even just a movie that they're all in again.
Sure, yeah.
You know what? I would like to see them just, in very large quotation marks, ruin more franchises. Just get those four, put them in another male-dominated...
Caddyshack.
Just put them in another male-dominated franchise and have people get really angry at it. Just keep doing it. I would watch every single one of those. I would bloody love it. Put them in... Do a new Blues Brothers. Make them all the Blues...
I don't want to see another Blues Brothers.
All the four new Blues Brothers.
Have you seen Blues Brothers 2000?
No.
Pretty, well, I've seen this in bits of it, but it's rough.
Okay.
I actually saw this because the earliest session I could get to this was they were doing a ladies' night.
Yeah, girls' night.
So
out,
I turned up
yeah.
and it's just all women and like me by myself.
Uh-huh.
And they turn up and there's a bag, there's like a Clio bag. They're like, here you go.
yeah.
And I'm like, no, thank you, but I appreciate it. And then I'm like, can I be here?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's fine. But they must have been like, what a weird creep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hanging out or whatever. Mm. That being said, everyone seemed to enjoy the theater I was in, but...
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, good performances. Chris Hemsworth, I didn't even mention him. I think he did well.
He was funny,
He's just on the cusp... That character is just on the cusp of being too dumb to be alive.
Right, yeah.
But I know some people who are pretty dumb, so...
This guy.
Yeah.
That dog.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Dumb dog.
All right, spoilers. I thought of the original Ghostbusters, the people in it, the ones that I thought worked, I thought Bill Murray worked...
Yep.
I thought that was because they brought him in as like a real character and he was a skeptic.
Uh-huh.
He's got a dumb hat or whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And
the suit. Have you noticed that all the male characters in Paul Feig movies dress like Paul Feig?
Oh, right, yeah.
Exactly. Andy Garcia is the mayor.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, they all dress exactly like him.
I liked Andy. He was good, actually. Yeah. Andy Garcia was good. I didn't think the Dan Aykroyd one worked at all.
But at the same time, I don't think it ruined the flow necessarily.
No.
I think maybe that plot arc of... Kristen Wiig gets separated from the rest of the Ghostbusters, and so she has to show up later and save them all.
Yeah.
Was probably unnecessary, but I didn't think that her attempting to get a cab and it's Dan Aykroyd, I didn't think that was...
I think it went for a little bit too long.
Okay.
Well, and he was like, I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Uh-huh.
Because that was the tagline of the original movie, if you
correct.
Remember correctly.
Correct. I recall.
I thought the Ernie Hudson one worked. As soon as she's like, my uncle gave us this van, no car or whatever, I'm like, that'll be Ernie Hudson.
Wow, because
like,
there are only two black people in New York.
James. Exactly. That's
wow.
That's the only two I saw.
Wow. Wow.
And I thought the Sigourney Weaver one was real weird.
It was real weird, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that the Ernie Hudson one was kind of shoehorned in. I know I wanted to see him in it.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was a solid minute. of like...
Was it that long, was it?
It felt like a minute.
I was too busy clapping. That's my
problem.
That's
a good point too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Sigourney Weaver one, like, it wasn't particularly funny or what was
no,
that?
No, right? It was just her mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they had the same hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were building the containment unit.
Right. Yeah. Pretty good, I guess. No, it wasn't. I disagree. Yeah.
Oh, here's the thing. If we're talking about the reality of this universe and how it's kind of heightened, some of it works and some of it doesn't. Something that just threw me out of the movie completely was when they go to the metal gig and the metal band.
Were they a real band?
No, they weren't. That's the thing. Like, they were so... Just get a generic handsome guy and give him black eye makeup and some stubble and like a leather vest, and then there are guys in a band.
I thought we were going to get Ozzy Osbourne because it was an Ozzy Osbourne concert.
I thought, see, but that's the thing. Like, I'm like, these guys are so clean cut.
Yeah.
Like, because you even, like, you see the...
They're Linkin Park.
What kind of metal band? No, not even. Like a Christian metal.
Okay.
But, like, when you see, like, the crowd who's going into this metal gig, like, they would... storm the stage and kill those people. If you brought out this metal band in quotes and you're like, how about these clean-cut metal dudes with their audible vocals and their nice little guitar riffs, they'd be killed.
Yeah, fair
enough. At least get Fall Out Boy.
Sure, yeah.
Who did the sound. I mean, they're not a metal band, but at least they look like a band.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they're a band together.
They are
a band. They would look like, as opposed to like five people just standing in different points of a stage.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Almost certainly. Oh, we didn't mention this pre-spoilers, but what did you think of the bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. See?
I thought there was going to be another guy.
Me too.
Like Charles Dance or something.
Because there's an action figure.
Right.
It's like a winged demonic thing.
I guess that's the thing from the concert.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he was just kind of a generic guy.
And then again, you know, this isn't kind of the real world because he turns into a cartoon.
That's true, he does, yeah.
And then he turns. I was like, that was a weird choice, wasn't it?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And then he turns into just a big stompy guy. People are saying this film is sexist against men because they shoot the ghost in the balls.
Uh-huh, correct. There's how many movies do you think feature somebody being shot or hit in the balls?
A lot of movies.
It is a classic.
21 Jump Street, a guy gets his dick shot.
He does get shot, exactly, he gets shot in the balls. There's a collective, I can't remember what they're called, but there was somebody, I've lost my train of thought completely. There's a clip from like a RoboCop clip.
I love that clip.
I've shown it. I can't remember who made
it. I showed you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe it was the other way
around. But it's like, it's somebody's remade the scene in RoboCop where there's like a rapist and RoboCop shoots him in the dick.
Yeah.
And it's just this pixel perfect, like reworking.
It looks real.
It looks like it's from, like if somebody showed it to you, I can't remember, somebody will know. I'll tweet it. It'll be great. And it's just him just shooting dicks. It's just... It's just like 5 minutes of him shooting dicks, like this reimagining this scene. Anyway, the point is, everybody knows that being hit in the dick is hilarious if it's not you.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's hundreds of movies where people are being hit in the balls, and it's funny. It just happens.
It's not always funny.
Yeah, you're right, it's not
funny. Wasn't particularly funny in this.
Yeah, but I mean, it just happens that it's women shooting him in the dick in this.
Sure.
Not everything's sexist. The fact that he is... they're like, every man in this movie is an idiot or he's a bloody a creeper or whatever.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
But every second action movie has a bad guy who's a creep.
Right.
And a sidekick who's an idiot. It just happens in this, the main characters are women.
Right.
It's exactly the same.
I didn't even notice Mason because I don't notice gender or colour or any of that.
Yeah.
Or even smells.
Makes dating weird for
taste.
You.
Taste. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Can't go to a restaurant.
A head injury maybe. I don't know.
You're like, they keep serving us sand at this restaurant. I don't understand.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the ending?
Yes.
Which is... they close the portal. I wanted to see more things in the weird ghost dimension.
Right, yeah.
I thought we'd go in there and I thought we were going to... Oh, it was like, are we going to get this?
I thought there'd be floating clocks going cuckoo, cuckoo.
What did I think we were going to get? I thought we were going to get like an evil kind of New York or something.
Oh, that'd be good.
I was like, oh, that would've been great. But instead we just got a weird swirling pit.
Fire tunnel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get much in there, did we?
No.
Yeah.
And, okay, I didn't stay for the after credits.
Uh-huh.
But did you say it?
Yes.
So it's Zool on the radio or
something, basically, right? You've got Leslie Jones. She's tuning in on a little that, remember that thing that's got the farts coming out of it? It's got the farts.
Right, yeah.
She's tuning in on that and she's listening in and they're like, and she's like, hey guys, what's Zool? And everybody goes, I don't know. So you know.
Do you think that joke works if you don't? Well, obviously it doesn't work if you don't know the other.
Correct, yeah.
So that's just kind of a thing for, little, people who love Ghostbusters.
Little tip of the hat. Little tip of the hat.
That's right.
What else happened in this movie? Oh, my favorite joke potentially in this movie. And again, some of the Chris Hemsworth jokes worked. Some didn't.
Yeah, sure.
Like some where he's like, I don't understand what words mean or whatever.
Right.
Some of them are pretty good. A lot of people didn't like the dog-cat joke. I know some people are for against
I
that.
Really like that
Me
joke.
Me too. Yeah. But also my favorite joke was the one where he's like, guys, I'm going in for the role of a doctor. Which headshot works better? And they're both him shirtless and he's like, me playing the saxophone or me listening to the saxophone. I'm like, that's a great joke. Regardless of how the rest of the movie went, worth the price of admission, I feel, for that joke.
Okay, uh-huh. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, should we wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I'm still even after some discussion,
yep.
I'm still saying best movie ever. I enjoyed my time at this movie.
Well, Mason, I gave
and
it.
It's nice to see the ladies be in front of a bloody movie. And if you don't like it, watch the 10,000 million other movies where men are leading the movie. It's fine.
I refuse to do any of those things.
Okay, good.
Mason, I gave it a best movie ever after saying this is middling. Like it was just an average movie. Uh-huh. And I thought I'd get like a barrage of like hate mail and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't.
Yep.
I was hoping to do hate mail.
Because our listeners are not idiots.
I was hoping to do hate mail with the hate's got an 8 in it.
Yeah.
Surprise, Mason, I got a lot of hate mail.
So, oh, good.
Get ready, Mason.
Here we go.
The return of my favourite segment, a lot of listeners' favourite segment,
yeah.
Hate Mail, but the hate has an 8 in it,
yes.
Where I read 8 bits of hate mail directed squarely at myself.
Are there 8 this time?
No, there never is.
There's never 8.
Why would there be this time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here we go.
So this is just this is what I consider the cream of the crop, but there is a lot more.
The creme de la creme.
It's piling up, so if you were to see some hate mail...
Oh, it's kids.
That's
kids
where
going.
You want to
see.
Where
you should have the Star Wars live stream coming up and the hate mail live right, stream coming up at the same time.
Now, I put a whole lot of original Ghostbusters Easter eggs in my video. I don't know if you watched it. Because I'd be like, oh, this would be a fun little thing. And I put I put a Harold Ramis' name.
Oh,
on one
that's
of the name
right.
Tags.
I forgot that. That's his cameo
yeah,
in the
a
movie.
Bust.
He's the gold bust. Yeah.
And I put like the Ghostbusters 2 logo on the new Ecto-1,
yep, uh-huh.
And a bunch of stuff, and like a little Venkman action figure and stuff like that. And I got this one from the Ultimate Reductionist.
Oh boy, that's a good start.
Why is the ghost in Ghostbusters logo holding two fingers to suggest this is Ghostbusters 2 when in fact it's Ghostbusters 3? Question mark? And if they wish to ignore the previous two movies because this is a remake slash reboot, then why is it the ghost holding up the one finger to indicate this is Ghostbusters 1?
He should be holding up one finger to the audience, he asked me.
This is from Rodimus Prime.
Oh, that's great though also, because he assumed you didn't do that.
Yes, that's
Your
right.
Your Photoshop was so good.
Yeah, that's a credit to me in a way, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
It's from Rodimus Prime. Why the fuck is the ghost doing number 2 with his fingers on the logo? That shit makes no sense! All caps. And then why in the fuck, all caps, is there Venkman figure, all caps, on Thor's goddamn desk? What?
Mm.
This is.
Oh, I also, now that you mention it, I also screenshotted some stuff.
Fantastic.
This isn't technically hate mail, but this is from Joe Brzezanski's under your video here. It says, Paul Feig is an Illuminati rectum slave. I don't know what that means, but it's great.
I'm sure it means something to somebody. This is from the Brabon one. Okay, so I basically said this is a new continuity in the same way that RoboCop. Well, I didn't say RoboCop. I said Robot Cop.
Great.
The two RoboCop films aren't in the same universe, and the Dark Knight trilogy is a different universe than the Batman v Superman universe. And he said, "You are aware that the Dark Knight trilogy wasn't the first time the Bat was put on screen, and itself was a reboot, and using the Bat from the Dark Knight Returns comic for Bat v Supes." It's just plain stupid. So I was not aware of that. Thank you. Apparently there are more Batman movies than I even knew about on this podcast where we talk almost exclusively about Batman movies.
We don't know. Because he's not a crossover guy.
No.
Because he doesn't listen to the show and watch your videos.
No.
Maybe he's just stumbled on this video and he's like, this guy, the first time I've ever encountered this guy, but I call him a dickhead.
This is from Mike Ever.
We should go back and forth hate mails.
Okay, sure. What do you got?
Maybe we shouldn't have.
How about I do one more? You're looking for that one.
Sorry. Oh, here's one. Sorry, Mr. Sunday, but I got to give this a dislike, bro. I really wish it didn't have to come to this.
And me neither.
Yeah, me
that's
too, right?
That's the way
yeah.
it goes, man.
Yeah. Now let's walk into the ocean.
Mr. Sunday, you sound like you didn't like the original, so I guess you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Mm.
I guess not. I do like the original.
It's hard.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, and it's also hard to It's also hard to review a movie if you've just watched a movie. You know what I mean? You need the context of literally everything that's ever come before that. There's no way to look at a movie and judge it on its own merits just by watching that movie.
No, there certainly isn't. Yeah. This is from Aztec. Oh, do you want
to
go?
This one says, I refuse to support a movie that was created at least partially as an insult to men. good point.
This is from Aztec Fighter 5. Fucking twat shit review. The movie was horrible. I get a lot of, there was a lot of like, I didn't see it, but you're an idiot because you didn't hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of, you never even saw this movie?
I don't get that as much anymore.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I wish I did because I enjoy those ones.
They're good.
Then again, I don't read everything because I can't because there's too much.
Yep.
You know what the problem is? I'm thinking of, people are saying I should have implemented the, it's just a movie rating system.
Uh-huh.
Because we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Instead of best and worst, we should have just a movie. But if I put that in, I thought about it, then it's a real rating system.
That's true.
And the point was, listen to the review.
You're right.
If I say best movie ever, it doesn't mean that I thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It means that I didn't hate it.
Exactly. And it's the same way, like, because your old system was...
just call everything worst movie ever,
no matter what. And people, my favorite part of that was not that people went, like, people got really mad at it, but they didn't get really mad in the sense of like, you did this joke, you're doing the joke again.
Yeah.
We're sick of this joke. Stop doing the joke where you say it's the worst movie ever, no matter what. It's because people went, how dare you call Captain America 2 a bloody worst movie? It's the best movie ever.
I did call it that.
I remember,
So I'm thinking of just scrapping the rating system completely.
Oh.
Just to be like, just listen to the words.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah.
That's okay, so the next review, it should just say, get your yellow text ready, and you should say, my final thought is...
all the stuff I said prior to this.
Listen to the review. Oh, that'd be great. Just do it. Just do it for every single one now. My rating is, listen to the review.
I hate to see it go. I feel like we could still use it here.
Yeah.
Because the people who listen to this...
they get it.
They seem to understand it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they understand that if you say something's the best or the worst, it's not literally... mm. Unless it's The Rock San Andreas, which is the worst movie ever made.
I didn't hate it.
No, it's not. You got one because I got one here.
Mr. Sunday is a bit of a SJW, social justice warrior.
Yeah.
Not full blown, it seems, so there is hope once his balls drop a little bit more, but for now this review is half cuckery. I don't really know what that means, but it's just a new term for saying, what a dickhead, he doesn't hate women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Look, and that's, you know what the problem is? I think... with Sony and a lot of people associated with this film, they've come out and they've said, if you don't like this movie, you hate women.
That's true.
Which is a balls thing to say.
Yeah.
You can't, like, a lot of people hate this movie on its own merit.
Right.
But don't come out and say you don't like this because you hate women.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get people going, fuck you.
That's true.
For calling me
and
sexist.
I think Paul Feig said something, but it wasn't, like, it was something about nerds, but it was, I think it was taken out of context.
Right.
And he was like, okay, this very specific... person
is
going to hate this movie and I don't, this movie isn't for you or what have you.
Yeah.
And then all the headlines said, Paul Feig hates nerds and wants you all to die in a ditch. Like it was so, yeah, there's been some bad PR related to this movie.
Well, it's Sony.
And again, there are people who hate it because it's, you know, it's who people who refuse to see it because it's just a reboot and it's not an original idea and fine.
Of
but,
course, yeah.
But at the same time, if you're going to hate it before seeing it, at least say, I'll reserve my opinion until I get a chance to see it for free.
If I see it.
If
at
I
all,
see it
ever.
For free, and then fine. But don't be like, I hate it and I've never seen it. You don't know.
This is from Kevin Wheeler?
Mm-hmm.
The movie is complete shit. Get behind whatever your opinion is and stick with it. Don't give an opinion based on your channel and views. This review is lame AF. Be who you are. If you like something, you say you fucking like it and enjoy it. This goes on a bit. If you didn't like something, get balls and say it was trash. It's simple. Being indifferent is the worst. And Robot Cop, WTF. It's Robot Cop, dipshit. And if the cast likes working together, does that mean a movie or show will be good? Fuck no. I actually agree with that. In the past, there have been great movies where some of the cast hated each other. IDK, how you review this movie, TBH. You sound like you don't have a fucking clue at all.
Well, I've said that's actually me. That's, I want to be clear, that's me commenting on.
Yeah, people are really mad that I don't love or hate it.
Right?
Like
you wish it were better or worse.
You know what? If I'd have come out and said this is terrible and this is why and this, if I wanted to get a lot of views and likes or whatever, that's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Because to come out and go like, Like, that's not fun to do or to watch. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I want to have a strong opinion.
It's fun to destroy a thing. You know what? The other day, I literally reminisced about that time we went and saw Entourage, and it was so bad.
Oh,
I'm like,
it was great.
Oh, what a great time we had about that movie that was so terrible, that
maybe
had no redeeming features.
We should probably
in
do more of that, because I really enjoy that. But you know the thing is as well, because I kind of give everything kind of a middling or a positive review, because I don't see bad movies anymore.
Right.
Like, if something's coming up, I'm like, that looks terrible, I'm just not going to see it.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem. But I don't want to see bad movies. I want to see good movies. Or at least movies I don't hate.
Maybe we can, we'll bloody
we'll
talk
bend
about
the rules. Well, it's a comic book movie regardless. Like, if it's Fantastic Four or whatever.
We have to.
Yeah, that's great. But I don't want to go see, like, I'm trying to think of an example of something that I, what's the one where Kit Harington fights the volcano?
Oh, Kit Harington versus the volcano.
Yeah, like, I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it, but
I have no idea what that is.
I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, I got a few more.
Oh, boy.
It's from Master Blaster. Ugh. Robot Cop. Any credibility you could have had. Poof. It says poof. Gone in a flash. And then it's, and this is him again, a different comment. Wow, one of the worst reviews I've ever seen. Even the worse than all those angry blah, blah, blah reviewers. Mm. Even worse than that, Mason.
Yeah, but at the same time, don't fake being angry if you're not angry.
Yeah, just, it's hard as well. It's hard to fake being angry.
I couldn't maintain it, yeah.
This is from Mario, but it's an O and a Z, so Mario's.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been contacted by the Illuminati?
Oh, the Illuminati rectum slaves. Maybe you are one.
To not totally rip this movie apart, part of the communist/Illuminati takeover includes influencing art and critics and getting them to praise bad things to influence public opinion. Is that true?
Maybe.
Seems true.
Yeah.
Got any more?
Nah, that'll do it.
All right, I got two more.
Oh, boy.
Paul White, 99.9% Mr. Sunday Movies was paid by Sony to give this review. Okay, first of all, I got one. No, I don't. No, not first of all. Why would Sony pay me to write a middling review for a film?
Right?
I mean, I don't think anybody who didn't want to see this movie was turned around
by your review.
I don't
think
so. No. That'd be weird if they were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Last one. Kenneth Morland. Your jokes are more shitty than the ones in the movie. Just straight at me. I appreciate that.
That's fair.
That's
yeah.
honesty.
Mm-hmm. Some of the jokes in the movie are quite good. So, as we mentioned, they probably had a good time. That saxophone joke, it's great.
It's a good joke.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right. Well, that was hate mail, but the hate has an 8 in it.
Oh, and there's never 8.
No.
Yeah, great.
Hopefully
great
it will return soon, Mason.
I hope so, too.
I'm still stockpiling it, don't worry.
Great. Oh, more Ghostbusters ones?
Nah. Well, maybe. If I see something pretty stand out.
Uh-huh.
But it's mostly just that.
Yeah.
You get the general idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I wish Sony would pay me to write middling reviews.
Yeah.
I write so many middling reviews.
Who was it that just did that? Was it revealed that a whole bunch of YouTube people were being paid?
Yeah, Warner Brothers paid them. But
oh, Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
There we go.
But was it Lord of the Rings game?
It was, yeah.
That's the thing. If you get paid,
yep,
you legally have to disclose.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we did Loot Crate, we did Stranger Things, and I did Star Wars Tops on a video, and I got another one coming up, I think today or tomorrow. You have to say it.
Yeah.
You legally have to. Uh-huh. So if I got paid to give a positive review, I would be, and I didn't say it,
yeah,
I'd be in some serious
but
shit.
But I think people mean like paid in swag.
I don't have no swag. I wish I had some. What do I want with swag? Ghostbusters swag.
Exactly. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Unless it's in a sweet Loot Crate, of course.
Exactly.
But they don't pay us, Mason. Let me just, we do them all out of the goodness of our heart.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. so they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Next thing?
Yeah, let's do the next thing.
Let's talk Star Wars Celebration Europe,
Mason.
Oh,
yeah, we've got another topic.
Let me just tune in. What's going on right now?
Okay. Tuning in Tokyo.
Carrie Fisher's on stage with Warwick Davis, and he has a giant Ewok figurine. And
is that a metaphor? Is that a euphemism or something?
Nah,
some sort?
They're just, and I saw before, I didn't want to interrupt your flow, but they reenacted the scene where he pokes her with a spear,
oh,
and he's
boy.
Got his little hat on.
Love a skit at a convention.
Yeah.
Skits are the worst thing in the world at a convention.
Apparently these ones have been pretty good. Like Anthony Daniels had a really good panel. Oh. Mark Hamill had a good panel. Carrie Fisher's never not entertaining.
That's true, actually.
So I think, yeah, apparently it's been really good. Okay, let's go through the biggest news, Mason, starting
okay,
with the
it.
Biggest news.
Okay, what is it?
Star Wars Battlefront is introducing some Death Star DLC, where you fly into the Death Star and you do the Death Star thing from the movie. From
well,
the Star
I would enjoy
Wars
that
movie.
If you have to start out, like, because in the other versions, like the original version of Battlefront, you're just a regular guy.
Yeah.
And then you collect enough like points and then you suddenly you're Darth Vader. I would hope that in this, you're just a guy floating through space and you're fighting people, you're fighting other people, and then eventually you collect enough points and then you're in an X-Wing.
That's
but before
fair.
That, you're just floating about.
It would have been good if they, because that was one of the things that was missing, people said was missing from the original.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is still the original because this game continues to give mediocre gifts.
Yeah, it does.
As it goes.
DLC.
Yeah.
DLC.
But, so if you've got the season pass, I guess you get this for free. But it's also like, get a season pass. Get the, no. You release a full game and then I'll buy it for $40.
Give me the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to wait.
Yeah, or until part two when they put in a single player campaign.
Yeah.
That being said, I would love to play the Death Star Trench Run.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen variations of it in various games over
the
years.
Yeah, but I want to see like a newer version
of it. The one that looks
it.
Like the movie
man.
Would be great.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah.
If
I ain't paying for no season pass.
No way, man. We're against that.
Arkham Knight, still waiting for the Game of the Year edition.
right.
Not happening.
Yeah, when's that happening?
Who knows?
Yeah, because they're releasing the other ones. They're remastering them, but I think it just got delayed like a really long time.
Okay.
But not all of them, just the Rocksteady ones.
Just the two good ones.
Three. Oh, no, maybe just the two. Yeah, because they wouldn't release the new one with that, would they?
Yes.
Or maybe they would, Mason. Oh. Man, isn't life funny? The other thing was Rebels Season 3 had a trailer. I like Rebels.
Uh-huh.
I'm well into it.
Yep.
If I had to give it one critique, it would be that there's too much. They're in a hangar and then the stormtroopers run in and then they have a shootout and they fly off.
Who is it? Because I've literally never seen it. Is it aimed at kids or is it aimed at...
It's a bit of a mix.
Okay.
Or
is it like The Simpsons where there's some stuff for adults and some stuff
not
for
like
kids?
That, no.
Okay,
it's
right.
More, I would say... Adults can definitely enjoy it because I enjoy it, but there's a lot of kind of kids kind of stuff in it as well.
Okay.
It's the way Star Wars is, probably more so kids, but it's the way Star Wars is in general where you can kind of enjoy it kind of on any level. But you get some Lando popping up.
Okay.
You get some Princess Leia, you get Darth Maul, you get bloody
How are these voice actors for say
well, they
Princess
got,
Leia?
They got, they didn't get Carrie Fisher back. They're pretty good. They got Billy Dee Williams to come back. They got James Earl Jones to come back.
Oh.
That was pretty good. But the big reveal from the from the Rebels panel was they're introducing Thrawn next season.
That's right.
Canonizing Thrawn.
Wow.
Thrawn. That's right.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
Does that mean he's going to make an appearance in the movies?
Probably not.
Oh.
Generally. They don't cross over.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see him, but I wouldn't say, you know what? Not anytime soon, but never say never, Mason.
I never will.
How dare you even suggest that you would. To me in a text last week.
Yeah, didn't happen. Full of lies.
What do you think of that?
That's pretty great.
Well, the better reveal for me was about Thrawn. They're doing Timothy Zahn, who wrote the Thrawn trilogy.
That's right.
He's writing a new Thrawn book.
That is now in canon.
Yes. Yeah. That to me is more exciting that they're getting the original author to do that. Mads Mikkelsen's brother's also doing the voice. And you see him.
Sads Mikkelsen,
yeah. And you see he's looking at like some art because, you know, one of Thrawn's famous kind of, it's hard not to say Thor because we say Thor so much, is that he studies the art of a culture. He thinks if you understand the art, then you know how to beat them.
Oh.
So it's not just about understanding tactics, it's about understanding a race.
Huh.
And how to be racist, which is what we're about, aren't
Great
we?
Great stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing else to add? You don't have to force anything.
No, it's okay. Yeah, he's good. And he's blue. That's fun.
Yeah, he is blue and good. Yeah. So I think every season they kind of introduce some characters that kind of blow minds. Like last season they had Darth Maul and Vader. This season coming up, they got Thrawn, and then...
In what context did we get Darth Maul?
Has
he got his metal legs?
Yes, he shows up towards the end. And
that's in canon now?
Yes.
Okay.
He's, well, Clone Wars was canon, and he's in that as well.
Right, okay.
But...
how did his fight been cut in half?
Don't know. He probably landed on some kind of hot plate to seal him shut.
Yeah, okay, that's true, yeah.
I don't know. The Force, man.
It's probably the Force.
Yeah, yeah.
Has he still got the double lightsaber, or has he switched?
I don't think he has it anymore. He had a dark saber at one point, which is like this black blade that can fight a lightsaber.
Huh.
I can't remember in the new one.
Oh, is it not a lightsaber? It's
he
like
does
a,
now.
It's like a solid.
He lost that. Uh-huh. And that's actually showing up next
Fumble
season.
Fumble fingers.
Yeah, I know, right.
This guy's no good.
But he has a lightsaber again in the newer season.
Okay.
Yeah, and he pretends like he's an old man, but he's not. He's still quite spry. Huh.
So wait, so what's a dark saber? Is it like a solid? Is it like an obsidian blade?
Is it called the, exactly.
Okay.
I think it's called Darksaber. Huh. Might not be called that, but it might be. You see Sabine.
It's probably called a nighttime sword. It's called the Nighty Night Sword.
Have a nap. Mm. The sword. And I guess the last big bit of news that we know of so far is that the Rogue One panel happened.
Yes, it did.
Now, there's a spoiler thing that we're going to say at some point. I'll mark it clearly.
Okay, cool.
So
when
we get up to it, I'll put it in the timestamps. So go and check it out. But... people thought we were going to get a trailer. I thought we were going to get a trailer.
Yeah.
We didn't. We got like a celebration reel.
Yep.
Which is a lot of behind the scenes stuff and new footage. Initially, I was disappointed because I went to bed and then got up for it. But in hindsight...
It's always disappointing when you go to bed and get up again.
The worst.
Ugh, sweet release of death has been denied me again. Ugh.
But I thought it was more appealing.
Yes.
In hindsight, because you actually get to know a lot more about the movie and the characters with a combination of new footage and... trailers and trailer stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And behind the scenes stuff, which is really cool. But of course, it doesn't have the kick of a new trailer, obviously.
That's true, yeah.
And I think they may have made a mistake in doing that. They did show a trailer, but it was only the people who went there, like Steel Saunders.
Yes.
By the way, he's doing daily podcasts for that. So if people want to check that out.
Steel Wars.
I'll link it below. But if you want a man who's on the ground.
That's right. That's Boots on the ground.
That's where you want to
Boots
be.
Boots on the tropical ground.
That's right.
Oh, new poster came out too.
Yeah, the poster was great.
So tropical.
What'd you think?
Looks great.
People have complained that it couldn't possibly be what it would be in real life because the Death Star is too close.
It's a metaphor.
For what?
Death Stars.
Oh. Yeah, I guess. Can a thing being in a thing... which is the thing, be a metaphor for that thing?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, every Star Wars poster is a bloody... it's a ship and then it's large heads of all the main characters. Are you saying that they're all the...
they're Padme's all big heads right in space?
Yeah, no.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah.
I know it's not really a metaphor.
It's not a metaphor. Okay, good. It's a simile.
It's not a simile either.
It's an approximation.
It's an approximation.
There we go.
It's artistic license.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that poster.
Me too.
What about you, the Rogue One stuff stood out to you?
Now, did we Mendo, I'm going to say.
Mendo looks great.
Look
at him getting
among
it.
Now, did they say he's going to be a different kind of leader?
Yes.
Is that what they're saying?
He's tactical.
What does that imply?
Just probably smarter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's in the Imperial Command structure and he's actually on the ground.
Yes.
Which is different.
Yes.
I think it... either they mean that's it, like that's the point
right,
of
right.
difference, is he goes down where all the other generals and admirals just stay up in the capital ship or whatever.
Sure.
What if he's like a cyborg?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which part of him?
All of him.
Just not the head?
Just the brain is real.
Okay. Oh, really? Why do you
say
that?
I don't know. That's my wild speculation.
We haven't seen any cyborgs
yet. Aren't they bringing back, like... replica droids, like human replica
droids?
Not
that I've heard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you're hearing it. Weekly Planet exclusive. They're bringing it back.
Mendo's a droid.
Mendo's a droid. That's
right. Or a cyborg of some sort.
I think he's a cyborg. I don't actually think.
Why do you say that?
I don't
intrigued
think
why
reason.
You think that is.
I don't know.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost
fine.
Certainly wrong. Yeah. No, that's just my wild speculation. Okay. I'm saying that would be fun if it were the case.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because he's just striding into battle, fearless.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
Well, Vader does it.
Yeah, I know, but
he's got a sidearm. But generally, they don't carry sidearms.
Okay.
Look at Tarkin. What's he carrying? Nothing.
Nothing. That's true.
Just his dumb ego.
Yeah.
Didn't get off the Death Star.
Personal force field generator? Why is his uniform so pristine?
Because he looks after himself, Mason. He's probably got a droid that looks after his clothes.
All right.
I don't want to know that droid story.
If you say so. All right.
Did you see the new droid played by Alan Tudyk?
I'm saying there's something weird about him.
All right.
Yes,
he's Australian.
Yeah, that's it.
He mentioned that the difference between this guy and the other Imperial officers is that he's Australian. And I wasn't sure whether he's joking or not.
Right.
Because there are no Australians. Well, there's Australians in the Star Wars movies, especially 2 and 3. Uh-huh. There's a lot of like, hey, that's Nudge from Hey Dad or whatever.
Yeah, huh.
But there's no one with an Australian accent.
That's the
accent.
Dad from Hey Dad. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, he molested so many kids, didn't he? Yeah. I don't like that.
No.
But do you think there's any chance they'd give him an Australian accent?
Yes.
Really?
Because it's close enough to British.
Okay.
And all the Imperial officers are British.
Could you take that seriously? Where he's like, let's bloody get up this beach, mate.
I'm not that Australian.
Less Australian.
Yeah.
So more like a...
Like an
Rolf Harris.
Like an... Ooh. like an Adelaide accent.
Okay,
where
sure.
Where you say dance and prance.
Dance and prance and castle.
Precisely, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. I'd love to see an Australian in Star
Wars. Me too.
Wars. Maybe he's from planet Australia.
I hope so.
Or something. Yeah. Darth Vader was revealed in the trailer that I saw a very shaky bootleg version of it.
Uh-huh.
And you just kind of see...
How long is that bootleg? How long is that?
Like a minute, maybe?
Do you think that person has been barred from all future Star Wars celebrations?
No. You could just record it on your phone and throw it on a random YouTube channel.
That's true, I
guess. Yeah, I doubt it. They'd never find out who it's from.
Does he look like Darth Vader?
You only see his reflection and his breathing.
Okay.
Yeah, presumably. Although I was excited to see...
You see his breathing?
Yes, you see
Is he breathing on a mirror?
He's breathing on a mirror, on the reflection.
Darth Vader's alive, guys. He's breathing on the mirror.
I think I'm like excited to see Darth Vader, and they should show him for marketing purposes. Mm-hmm. But when he shows up, we're all just going to be like, well, yeah, that's what he looks like.
You cannot possibly tweak the design.
You can't tweak him because I'd like to see a tweak design, but they did the exact design from episode 3.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him with like a different cloak or some different kind of bits and bobs on him. Like, I would love that, but...
Tropical uniform.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
tropical camo.
Just a different
helmet. A couple of little fans whizzing down on him, on his head, so he's a bit cooler.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool when we see him, but...
Coconut bra.
I think people are more excited... Star Wars fans, though, are more excited about Rebels than they are Rogue One. Hmm. I think the reaction to Rebels was much more positive than Rogue One, which was kind of like...
Okay.
Yeah, it was cool. Also, why did you spoil that major thing that happened?
Oh, should we talk about that?
Spoiler alert.
Okay,
I put the timestamp where to come back.
Yep.
But the actor Jiang Wen...
Who's playing Baze.
Yes, and I'm sorry because if I pronounce that wrong, which I certainly did, he's like, he was...
Now, what's Baze's character again?
Guns.
He's got heaps of guns. That's right, yeah.
He reveals a couple.
He's got a big backpack of guns. Right?
Yeah, and I think it might also be a flamethrower as well or something.
Yeah, okay,
I don't know.
Cool.
But he mentions that he's like, well, I can't say too much. He doesn't speak a lot of English.
Well, that's his excuse.
Well, he did speak quite a bit of English, though.
Yeah.
Did you actually see this bit?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he goes, like, I can't say too much. That being said, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm somebody who tricks these guys. And then when he dies...
Referring
to
Donnie Yen's character. To
Donnie Yen, then I turn around and do a big thing.
And you can... That is... The version I saw, it's like a two-shot of him and Donnie Yen.
Yeah.
And you can actually see the moment where Donnie Yen's heart stops. It's just for a second.
He clenches his fist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, he just... Like... Because the other guy, not Donnie Yen.
Yeah, Jiang Wen.
Like, these guys are both big stars from where they're from.
Yeah, massive.
But they've never been part of this worldwide cultural phenomenon.
No.
And I don't want to generalize, but oftentimes in like in Hong Kong or Chinese cinema, oftentimes if it's a big martial arts epic
yeah.
or something like that, it's often a retelling of a classic.
Yeah.
So you know where all the... Like, if you know the story of these characters, you know that this guy's going to die and this guy's going to live and whatever.
That's right.
So spoiling it doesn't... It's not a spoiler.
Anything, yeah.
But in this, this is a worldwide cultural phenomenon with new characters. And he's just... I think he's on autopilot from, like,
yeah,
other movies.
Absolutely,
and he's just like, yeah, so when I die, this happens and this happens. And then, but then Donnie Yen's like... You can see him go, oh, that's not how they do this.
Yeah, this is
and
different.
And this is a bubble of do not spoil.
Yeah, that's right.
Just, you're in a room of people who do not want things spoiled.
Yeah.
And you've just done that.
That being said, I think it's really funny.
Yeah,
I'd be annoyed if this leaked and someone sent it to me directly. But if one of the actors in it accidentally spills the beans.
Yep.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah, also... 2 points, one that I've said before, but I'm going to reiterate.
Sure.
All this happens a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, so they're all dead anyway. Literally every character in all these movies is dead now.
It happened in the 70s, this one.
Except maybe Snoke. Snoke's probably still alive.
Sure.
But also, this is a sidequel.
Right, yep.
And there's only if... And we don't see any of these characters in 4, 5, and 6.
No.
We don't see any of these
Except
characters.
Except for Mon Mothma.
Yeah, okay. And we don't see any of these characters...
Except for Darth Vader.
Yeah, all right. We don't see any of these characters in 7, and maybe not in the other. So there's only a couple of ways these characters can go.
Yes, that's right. A lot of them are going out.
They can either ride out into the sunset, or they can die.
Yes.
And it's 50-50, ultimately.
Yeah, yeah.
And unless Donnie Yen's character was going to make a return in 8 or 9...
Mm.
He's gone anyway. We're never going to see this guy again. So,
I mean,
we know for a fact that he's dead now.
He's gone forever.
Yeah.
Unless they do a sidequel to this
movie.
Set just before.
Just chuck him in a Bacta tank. It's fine.
That's right.
Yeah.
That being said, maybe they'll change this now.
Yeah.
Because they're still doing reshoots. Yeah. So maybe they'll throw a bit of a curveball.
Maybe he'll die and then the lights will come on and it turns out they're just in the Kobayashi Maru simulation just to see what would happen. And then they'll be like, oh, Donnie Yen's character, weren't you dead? And they'll have a laugh. And then at the end, he dies again. That's the fake out. That was the Star Trek 2 fake out.
That was exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing was Donnie Yen's... End of spoilers.
Okay.
So welcome back, everybody, if you skip that spoiler. Donnie Yen's character is force sensitive.
Yep.
He's blind, but he says he can fight with his heart, which presumably jumps out and...
It's like a little drone.
Yeah, that's
like a little flying droid.
And I think that's interesting that this is a world where...
Okay, here we go. Here's the Rogue One teaser.
I'm ready.
It's just like the Force Awakens teaser,
right,
where there's like, it's the desert,
yes,
and then you see BB-8 rolling along the ground real fast, except it just, Donnie Yen's heart bursts out and just whizzes along the ground.
So I think it's interesting where there are no Jedi being trained. There's no new Jedi, but that doesn't stop the Force. If you've got it, you've got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't really stop that kind of going ahead.
Uh-huh.
And so so he's obviously able to hit people with sticks and stuff and do what he needs to do. Also, one of the planets has a Jedi pilgrimage every year.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that was really interesting. So every year they kind of celebrate. So this must be a planet which is under some Imperial occupation or none.
Yeah. Or it's just so far off the grid that nobody knows about.
In the Outer Rim, Mason.
Yeah. It's the planet that Luke Skywalker is in.
In?
On.
On?
Episode 7. Maybe it's that planet.
I think it's that... It looks like that palm tree planet or whatever.
Oh, it's that planet.
It's called Jedha or something like that.
Okay.
That's not
to say that's not the same planet as...
I'm saying it's not because you can only have one type of...
Okay, right.
What's the word? Topographicness. That's the word, isn't it?
Yeah, topographicness.
Similes.
Mm.
And the other thing was... Riz Ahmed's character, he said that he works for the Imperials.
And he's the pilot, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I'd imagine he's just kind of like... I said this in my video. I did a video on this where in Clerks they mentioned that they'd have to get contractors to build the Death Star.
Right.
They'd have to be people who work for the Empire but don't necessarily... Like somebody had to make
the... You've got to feed your family.
Exactly. Somebody had to make the Nazis' uniforms and clean their toilets.
Hugo Boss,
exactly.
Somebody had to make the system that the bloody... organize the proper killing of the Jews. IBM. IBM did it.
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's true.
Bill Gates did that.
Got to build some bloody death machines. Volkswagen.
I know that There's a shrine in Berlin, Mason. I don't know if you know this. I'm a man of the world. I've done a bit of traveling in my day.
All right.
In my day, Mason.
All right, well, I'm here. I'm left your home suburb. Fine.
And there's a shrine there, and it's got a Teflon coating on it, so you can't spray paint it. You can just kind of wipe it off.
Uh-huh.
But the company who made that Teflon coating also made the gas.
Ugh.
So, you know, that's a bit on the nose. But again, everybody makes something. You know what I mean? You can't kind of avoid that.
Yeah.
A lot of the Nazis went back into politics straight after the war,
I mean, look, everybody's made mistakes, but in a way, our podcast has never contributed to genocide.
Yet. That we know about.
I know. We can dream, though.
But I think that's interesting, though, that it's not just good or bad. It's just some people have families, they got to earn a crust.
Yeah, right.
What are you going to do? You'll hold some imperial stuff. Han Solo was a drug smuggler.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So yeah. I think that's really interesting.
And also, was
a pedophile, yes.
Yes, so good. But also, he was in the air. He was in
the he used to be. I don't know whether
he was.
Hence
the Jodhpurs.
The Jodhpurs, yeah. Mm. And the boots. He was. I don't know whether they're going to bring that back. But maybe they'll talk about it in the movie.
Maybe he just steals them off the line.
It seems like the kind of guy that would.
Yeah. Maybe he steals them from Greedo. There's a scene where Greedo's like, ah, finally. Earned enough money for these.
My favorite Jodhpurs.
My favorite Jodhpurs and these boots. Now it's time to make an impact in the world. Give me your Jodhpurs boots.
Keep the vest, but I'm coming back for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all in all,
it's just
exciting.
Another brick in the wall.
It certainly is. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. Can't wait to see a trailer. Maybe we'll see it at Comic-Con. Maybe
it'll happen tonight.
Yeah, what is happening tonight or in a few hours, they're doing the Future Filmmaker Panel, which they're not live streaming, where they're going to get the directors from the Han Solo movie.
Uh-huh.
They're going to get the director of Episode 8. And there's rumors.
Oh, yes.
Speculation that they're going to reveal the next spin-off movie, which I would say, I don't know this for a fact, but I would say it's the Obi-Wan movie, because that's the movie that people want to see. That's
the one you want to see.
That's the one everybody wants to see.
The one you want to see.
Everybody tweet at Mason if you want to see it.
Most people want to see the Han Solo movie.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
I'm not saying I do. I'm with you. I prefer an Obi-Wan movie.
You're wrong. Listen.
Yep.
Listen.
All right. Okay. To be clear, the movie that I want is the Boba Fett slapstick comedy movie.
Yes.
But they'll never do that, even though they should, because it's an industry unto itself and they should have a comedy in there.
I don't disagree. Can you, people tweet myself and Mason at Wikipedia Brown at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather see an Obi-Wan movie or a Han Solo movie? Because I want to see, Mason, what people think and just show how wrong you are.
Well, I just want to see him prove me right.
Okay, I'm not sure you do. Is that it for all the Star Wars?
So I'm not saying, look, what I'm saying is also our listeners, the weekly wacky is they're a special breed. They're a delight. They're all amazing,
I still
right?
Think if you went,
so if they all want Obi-Wan movie,
how about this? How about this?
I'm saying the bloody drooling masses, they want a Han Solo
movie. How about
movie.
This then?
Yes.
People who tweet at Wikipedia.
Tell you what. Our listeners, your weekly wackadoos, ask all your dumb mates.
That's what I was going to say.
Ask your dumb mates.
Ask the person in your family who doesn't give a shit about Star Wars and see what they say.
Yeah.
And also, when you say Obi-Wan film, make sure you don't specify. You specify that it's not like Alec Guinness, 80-year-old man Obi-Wan film. Like, you specify the time period.
But if you'd like a third option, say, would you like to see a Weekend at Bernie style movie with Alec Guinness as Obi-Wan?
Please. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I got so heated, Mason. I wish I had that kind of passion for the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, what can you do? It's still pretty good. I liked it. I don't care.
All right. Is that the end of that segment?
I think so.
All right. Well, let's go to the next segment, Mason.
Next segment.
And you know what that segment's called?
Oh, what are we reading?
What we gonna read? I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? We've done it.
Yeah.
Mason, you have read or seen or will read or see something, surely.
I think I said this last week or a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I have 5 episodes of Preacher on my iPad ready to go and I haven't watched it yet.
It's...
Oh, what does that mean?
I kind of stopped watching it because I don't care. I was having a conversation with a dude on Twitter about it. Uh-huh. And he was like, what do you think? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I feel
then
the
do
same.
Then do I need another what I'm reading, what I'm going to read?
Nah.
Oh, jeez.
I can give you one while you think about it
if
you want.
Okay, go ahead.
We talked about this last week.
Yes.
We did a promotion for it, but Stranger Things is now out.
Yes, it
is. This is not paid, by the way.
No, this is
this
a freebie.
This is done. By the way, I emailed.
Look, we've done our paid for this week. We talked how much we loved Ghostbusters.
That's right.
So now that we're not doing any more paid for advertising, all right?
So basically, I don't think we'll get another Netflix deal at E-Type soon because the company we went through
yes.
who contacted us, the 3 people that I've been liaisoning with have all left.
They have, yeah.
And I got somebody reading this week to be like, who are you? What is this?
Yeah.
Have we paid? What? What are you doing?
Yeah.
So I'm like, here's all the links.
Have they paid us?
Not yet. No. Oh. So no, that's a bit of a worry. But no. So I don't think...
Well, look, they can pay for us in delightful entertainment. Stranger Things on Netflix.
Everybody who knows us there is gone, basically.
Oh, jeez.
So that's that. That being said, I watched all 8 episodes.
Yep.
It's really good.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, it came out. We promoted it on the Sunday, and then it basically came out on the Monday.
Yeah.
And then I haven't had time to watch it, but I've since had...
Mm.
Like half a dozen people I know go, oh my God, you should watch this. Like they shotgun 8 episodes and they're like, oh my God, you should watch this show called Stranger Things. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I watched 2 episodes before it came out. And they're like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, no, you should, because I told them you should listen to my podcast. And they're like, we're not going to do that. So
thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks. It was my dad. It was my dad all along.
But honestly, it kind of, okay, towards the end, I feel like it gets a little nostalgia heavy. It's a little bit Predator, Alien towards the end.
Uh-huh.
That being said.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. Great characters. That's not dragged out. 8 is perfect.
Yeah.
Not everything has to be 13. Yeah. 8's good.
Exactly.
And all the characters kind of have their own little thing, and they all kind of bring something to the table. Like, their kids are exploring, and the cops exploring, and the teenagers are exploring, and the Winona Ryder's, like, kind of, they're all looking into things, and then it all kind of comes to a head, and they're like, well, I've got this bit of information. Well, I've seen this, and they kind of piece it together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just one person kind of doing all the legwork.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd still, even though we're not being paid, or may not be paid at all, because everybody we know at that company is dead or something.
We're probably going to get sued for, like, stealing their intellectual property and watching it before it's released.
But no, I'd still definitely recommend it. And also, I got a lot of tweets saying that, oh, thank you for not lying, because I like that
right?
show.
So, see, that would have been awkward, because again, we said, we're not gonna say it's good unless it is good.
Yeah, that's right.
It would be a shame if, like, the critical consensus was that it was bad, and then everybody's like, you're a bunch of lies, you're just doing it for the bottom dollar, you sons of bitches.
It was my concern that this will just fall off a cliff.
Yeah, right.
Like episode 3, but it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know whether they'll do another season tying into this. They kind of left it open.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like this could be a Twilight Zone kind of thing where you make the next series, but it's a different, different era, different characters, whatever.
Yeah,
you could do a sequel to this, but a lot of the... It's all revealed what's what and what's going on.
Okay,
so do you get that kind of level of that anticipation and excitement if you know what's happening?
Right.
Yeah. You got anything else that you're reading?
Look, I've cracked open Netflix just to see. Have you seen this? It's called Toast of London. It's got Matt Berry in it.
Which one's Matt Berry again?
He's the second boss in the It Crowd.
Oh, he's great. I love
him. Right? It's from 2013. I'd never heard of this.
Actually, I've seen a few episodes of that.
Yeah, is it good?
Yeah, he's like is he a writer or an actor or something?
He looks like an actor.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Also, a million people have recommended this to me. It's a stand-up special by Ali Wong called Baby Cobra. Like a million people
have
said.
Is that the one where she's pregnant?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Every time I say that, I'm like, nah.
Everybody I know says, you should watch it, it's really good.
Okay, so, all right. I watched the Jim Jefferies special actually the other
day. How'd that go?
Good.
Yeah.
Were you
offended?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being... People get offended, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. But there's nothing wrong with being offended or taking, like, everyone's so wrapped up in feelings, but also getting upset.
I'm always wrapped up in feelings.
It's wrapped up in feelings and then getting upset that other people have feelings.
Sure.
It's like everybody feels a different thing and can be offended or not offended. You can do whatever you want.
That offends
everyone
me.
Everyone shut
that
up.
That offends me deeply.
Yeah, fine.
Good.
And that's fine. You're okay. You can be offended or be annoyed by someone being offended.
Mm.
It's all fine. We're all people. That being said, thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, we love you. We love your attendance.
Also, you know, obviously this...
And your feedback.
Yeah. I feel like whenever I have a rant telling people to shut up, I'm sure people are thinking, but you do a podcast.
That's true, with your opinions on it.
But it's optional.
And also, there's almost certainly somebody building a supercut of all your rants.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they're just splicing. They're either making a big supercut or they're splicing it all together. So it's you getting really mad at cheese or something like that.
I do hate cheese.
Oh, what?
They have helped whoever's doing that.
Oh, that's very good. Okay, great.
I can say cheese different ways if that helps as well. Cheese!
Can you say a variety of different cheeses?
Gouda, Camembert, Cheddar.
Can you say Coon?
No, I cannot.
Okay, right.
Because that could be...
They could construct it different ways.
We should point out that's an Australian brand of cheese.
Yeah, we don't approve of it.
No.
It was created before we were born.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't think of any more
cheeses. I've said it now.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But yeah, like I said, this podcast is optional. You're free to leave at any point.
Correct.
You're not Mason. You're locked into it, obviously.
Yeah, because of the gypsy curse. Yeah.
All right, you know what it's time for then?
Is it time for a different segment?
Yeah.
Oh.
What do you think it is?
It's time for that segment that we all love that's loading. Its Wi-Fi's very slow. It's taking forever. What the hell, man?
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I know, right? Letters.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
I tried to start an overhand clap.
I saw that.
Then I realised it was just you and me.
I was holding my phone. Holding phone. Yeah.
Next time, put your phone in your mouth and we do
the
clap.
And then we clap together. Right. Okay, great.
And everybody at home does it as well.
Oh, it's exciting.
Okay. Got some letters here, Mason.
I'm ready.
This one is from Matt Pod. Oh, no, so it's
Matt Pod.
Matt Post says hi.
Huh.
He actually made a video.
Ooh.
That he posted to us on Twitter, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. That's how you get to us.
Yeah.
Where he puts forth a theory. Now, often when I get sent a theory, it's like...
I saw that and it looked intriguing, but it was also 2 minutes long. And I'm like, oh, who's got time?
It was interesting, though.
That's what I figured.
He's good. He's good at kind of making a snappy video.
Yeah, good.
I think he's got a Vine thing as well. That's why he's so good at it.
Oh, he's one of those Vine stars.
One of those blokes, mate.
From MagCon.
From MagCon 2016, mm-hmm. Melbourne. Basically, the theory goes that... Oh, by the way, please don't everybody send me your fan theories because I don't... I can't. There's too many. Yeah.
Now, is this fan theory, is it a fun fan theory?
It's a fun fan theory.
Or is it a fun fan theory that could also actually conceivably take place?
Yes.
Because I'm a big fan of fan theories. I personally love fan theories.
Right.
But I don't think any of them ever pan out.
No. Yeah. I don't think this one is true.
Okay.
But I think it's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so basically, he talks about the Rogue One reshoots that have been happening,
uh-huh.
and he thinks part of that might be because Mark Bernard, who is on the Fat Man or Batman podcast, who's great, yeah. he's a great uh-huh. bloke, I've never met him, seems really cool, he put forth the idea that, you know how Jyn Erso is wearing that kind of, it looks like a TIE Fighter-ish outfit?
Okay, sure.
And that she is the one, ends up going into the Death Star trench run. And if you see just before Vader's about to take out Luke... Han Solo shoots one of the TIE fighters and yep. the other one, without being shot, veers into Vader.
Yeah, okay.
And then explodes and Vader spins off course.
Okay.
So the theory is that she is that pilot and did that intentionally.
Oh.
Right.
So this is the end of her. Wow.
Well, who knows if
she'll... Noble sacrifice.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I think she will live in this one anyway. I feel like she's going to make it through. I might be wrong. I might be right though.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that, Mason?
That would be very interesting.
You know how I would like to see it play out if it were to play out,
yes.
Mason? I'm going to build off Matt's theory,
uh-huh.
if Matt doesn't mind.
Yes.
That remember the end of, what's that zombie movie that Zack Snyder did? It's a good
Dawn
one.
Of the Dead?
Dawn of the Dead,
mm-hmm.
where a whole lot of stuff happens after the credits, like
yes.
it tells a story.
Uh-huh.
Instead of doing a post-credit scene, you have it wrap up with, maybe not Jyn Erso, it could be any of the kind of major characters. They infiltrate the Death Star and they stay there, waiting for an opportunity to kill Vader.
Uh-huh. Just hanging about in the locker room
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, because you can't surprise attack Vader. You see it in all the comics and all the material. Uh-huh. He's really hard to get the jump on. So that person, this is all happening during the credits. Like
yep.
credit happens, it's kind of chopped in and out.
Okay.
And
this would be a first for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would be.
Yeah, right.
And you need to do something different, don't you, Mason?
No, you can do exactly the same thing every time.
But then, and it kind of shows them kind of trying to get closer to Vader, eventually becoming like his...
bloop, 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 yeah, bloop, bloop.
He's right hand
walking behind
pilot.
Him in a corridor, yeah.
You can't like even ambush him in space because he's got the Force, man. He can
oh, yeah.
see things before they happen or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then Han Solo shoots down. They see their moment, crash the TIE fighter into Vader.
Ooh.
How cool would that be?
That would be very good. That is something for the fans, though, I feel.
Okay, sure,
like,
yeah.
I imagine somebody who doesn't know Star Wars too well...
Yeah.
would, in recalling that scene in A New Hope,
yeah.
would just assume that...
Yes, oh,
it's,
definitely.
It's a direct shot, and yeah. then Vader is his TIE fighter shot, and he flies out into space. They don't
right.
recall the extra bits, right?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But I think that would be interesting. Again, I don't think this is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I think that would be interesting to then go back to A New Hope, if you didn't know that, and be like, holy shit,
yeah,
that's
okay.
exactly what happened.
Right, okay.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this is the... This, one fan theory's got to be right. Maybe
yeah,
it's this one.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe one.
Weekly
yeah.
Planet exclusive.
Matt Post says hi.
Matt
exclusive.
Post says hi exclusive.
Mark Bernard exclusive. So many exclusives. Anyway, thank you, Mason. If you want to send your fan theories, please do, in long video format to Mason.
Or what you can also do is like write it all in your notes page in your iPhone and then send me the screenshot.
Do you do that? Do you look at those?
Yeah.
Okay, do that.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Mason.
The loonier the better, if you ask me.
More, the more notes, the better.
Mm-hmm.
I got another.
Limit of one note.
Okay.
if it's bigger than my actual iPhone screen, I'm not reading it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
This is from Ezra Alex at Ezzy_Alex. Do you think hashtag Weekly Planet Pod? That's how you find it. That's how we find it. You don't even have to tweet it to us. I'll find it. Some of them. Do you think that Rogue One will open with the regular titles and theme, or will there be a twist?
Oh.
Thinking about it
because we have to skip
going for the
because it's not an
clap.
Episode because it's not an, so,
an episode
so
yeah.
People are saying, well, if it's not an episode number, they might skip the opening crawl.
Right
No, I think they're gonna have an opening crawl
just as tradition.
Correct.
Goes,
I think it's just gonna say Star Wars Rogue One
and no crawl. That's it.
No, there's gonna be a crawl.
They actually did they actually did a thing at the Rogue One panel where the crawl started and then it kind of stutters and kind of stops.
Okay.
So the New Hope, I think,
and then they did a skit.
No, it just kind of, and then they kind of Gwendolyn Christie came out, and it was
okay,
and it kind of went from there. I think it would be cool to see a kind of a twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, don't change it unless you've got something better.
Exactly.
If you've got a great idea,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, like an amazing during credits sequence.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that,
mm.
Yeah, I think, what would you do instead?
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Could it be clips from episode 4?
Oh yeah, but then again, that's set after. Also, another reason why that theory might not be true is because this movie apparently ends 10 minutes before A New Hope.
Right, okay.
But then again, credits.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
Sorry, go on. What were you
saying? Well, maybe you could have that elements of the trench run from A New Hope, put it at the front.
Yeah.
So people know.
Ah,
people know,
okay.
Where you, and then you go 3 months earlier.
3 days earlier.
3 days earlier, something
three
like
days,
that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
But then you've got old footage.
Yes.
Do you want to?
Well, do you redo it? Do you do it from a different angle?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's interesting. One of the panels, one of the special effects-y model makey dudes,
uh-huh.
He remade the Death Star plans.
Okay.
It's like this, if you remember it from the first movie, it's like this, it's just all white lines, the Death Star plans, and he redid it so it's all crisp and clear. It
okay.
It's really great. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Could you tweak the New Hope, like the trench run scene.
Yeah.
So when you see like Luke and you see Han, that it's got that modern tint to it.
Right, right.
Like it's on HD. You know,
yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't think that's what I think there's going to be a crawl.
Just a crawl.
Yeah. It's just going to be a crawl. Because you've got to establish that it's a universe. You have to establish the timeline.
Yes.
And you have to. And it's very it's going to be very difficult to go, okay, this is set in between this one and this one,
mm-hmm,
unless
mm-hmm.
you say, okay. Whatever, you know, the Republic's fallen and bloody Anakin Skywalker's been turned into Darth Vader and blah, blah, blah. So
right.
You know exactly where it is.
Sure, I get you.
And then 20 years passed or whatever.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
20 years.
Is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, about that. Oh, yeah, about that.
Okay, great.
This is from Robin at Fruzel16. This is to you specifically.
Ooh.
At Wikipedia Brown, can you, or hashtag Weekly Planet Pod also, can you recommend any of your comedian friends that are going to be performing in Edinburgh?
Oh, I saw this.
The Fringe.
Okay, I'm going to look up Edinburgh Fringe right now.
Now, you move in certain comedy circles, don't
Correct.
You, Mason?
Yes, I do.
You're somewhat of a comedian fiend in the sense that you've murdered many comedians.
Well, that's what I'm doing. That's ultimately what I'm doing.
Right.
Is I'm getting to know a whole bunch of comedians. I'm ranking them in order of funniness.
Yes.
And then I'm killing them in order of not funniness. So least funny goes first, and then there will be one left.
Are you starting with Chris Lilley because you hate him?
Yeah. You know what? Actually, my friend Danielle Walker,
yeah.
She won the Raw Comedy, the Melbourne Comedy Festival Raw Comedy competition, which is like a competition for up and coming new comedians.
Yeah.
She won it, and as a result, she gets a trip to Edinburgh.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah. I would say see her, because she's very funny.
Cool.
Hang on.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't know who, I don't know who's going.
You've murdered too many, that's
yeah,
a problem.
Yeah, right? 2016 Fringe Program, here we go. Shows.
There's going to be a lot of comedians there.
Yeah, I know,
How
right?
Are you gonna...
There's no way for me to narrow this down.
Do you know Jim Jefferies?
No, I met him once.
Was I there when
he seemed very sad.
Yeah, I think we were the same night.
When was this?
It was maybe
Was it at the Expo?
I can't remember, but it was an open mic night, and this guy got up who'd never done comedy before, which is...
Yes, that was that night.
And
So during Melbourne Comedy Festival, there's a really gross pub called the Exford, and they do sort of this open mic night, and it's partly for these open mic comedians to go, and it's partly for the audience who enjoy watching bad comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy got up, this kid, he was under 17, under 18 because his parents were there.
Uh-huh.
And he opens up with, oh God, what was it? It was, you know, wouldn't it be funny if Muslims were like werewolves? If you got scratched by one, you'd start praying to Mecca and wearing a turban.
Yeah.
And there was just dead silence.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can make Muslim jokes, but that's not anything.
Right,
I remember
exactly.
The look on his face when he probably told his friends that, and they were like, that's an amazing joke, that'll kill. Anyway, he just bombed for 5 minutes straight. You left because you're like, I can't watch this.
Right, right, right.
And then Jim Jefferies got up, and I'd never seen him before, and he fucking crushed it.
Yeah, because I initially thought, because I'd never seen him before, I assumed it was just he came on like he was just a really drunk guy.
Yeah.
Like, he was just giving comedy a go.
And he was like, throw me a topic. And I'd never seen anything like it. It was incredible.
Right, right.
Yeah. But then afterwards we saw him outside and he was
all sad.
Furiously
he was
smoking
sad.
A cigarette.
And he was like, was that all right? Did I do enough
like,
time?
Yeah, dude, yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good.
Look, there's 115 pages of comedy on here. So I'll get back to you next week.
All right.
I'll find out who of my friends are going and I'll tell you who's good.
Okay, good.
And rest assured, if they've told me they're doing it and I don't mention them on this show, they're bad.
Take note.
Yep.
All right, Mason, that's the show for this week, except for one more quick thing.
I'm ready.
Moving the Weekly Planet podcast to its own YouTube channel, which doesn't have a URL yet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it does, but it doesn't have like a name on it, so not like Mr. Sunday Movies does. So I'll link it below, so all the Weekly Planet podcasts are going there, because it's screwing with the YouTube
it's
algorithm.
Screwing with your metrics.
It is.
Your analytics.
But I know people like to listen to it there like as well, so...
We're shifting it over.
That's right. The other thing was, I floated with you this before the show. If you've made a video or you've got to grab that gem that you filmed from somebody got...
We'll put them all on the one
channel.
Put
them all on there. We'll chuck them
Genius.
All.
Genius.
Like, I don't know whether how that's going to work. So it'll just be kind of a bit of this and a bit of that and the podcast as well. So
nice.
Rest assured, things will continue as usual. You just have to subscribe to a different channel if you want or just listen to it as you normally do.
How are you listening to it now? Continue to listen to it like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
But there'll probably be a bit of bonus stuff kind of going up there
Nice.
That our people have made.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which would be cool.
Love it.
So that'll be fun time.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Good stuff.
I'm still in the A's. Edinburgh Fringe. There's no way I'm going
to
get...
My computer's about to die.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the Star Wars celebration. Nothing new. We can probably... It's safe to assume that nothing happened at the Future Filmmakers panel.
Nothing more will happen in the world of entertainment.
Oh, here we go. It's got a clip from James Cameron's The Abyss. For some reason, you know the bit when the water makes a face?
Yep.
What a shit movie that is. That whole movie was built around the water making a face.
Yeah, that's right. It was morphing, man.
Yeah.
That's when you could just... have a new technique and just a new...
That's all you need.
New, yeah, and just... That was the movie.
Well, they did that in Avatar as well.
Yeah, it was no good.
Just a new technique.
Mm. All
right, that's the show. Where can people find us, Mason?
They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. We've got all the commentaries.
That's right.
There's a Star Trek we mentioned earlier. It was pretty great.
There's a new YouTube channel, Mason.
New YouTube channel.
That's linked below.
Great.
Check it out.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies.
Thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes.
We love them.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. If you want to donate a buck or something.
That's right.
Or we've got an Amazon affiliate link.
Yeah.
That's in the episode description. If you're just going to buy something on bloody Amazon, anyway, if you're just going to do your regular shop on Amazon, just click through that link. You just go to the regular Amazon.
That's right.
And then you pay their crazy low prices and we get some of that for some reason, somehow.
Costs you nothing.
Costs you
nothing. Except for the thing you buy. Some people have asked as well, what's the link specifically for their country? Apparently, if you just go to the link and then you just go to your Amazon page, it stays in the thing.
Huh.
So it still counts.
Oh, cool.
Or might not. I don't know. Just do whatever you want, man.
It's a logistical nightmare. We
got another check, by the way, speaking of logistical nightmares. So.
Or another bill.
Yeah, it might be a bill.
Who's to say? There's no way of knowing.
Yeah, that's right. You owe us 43 cents.
Oh, no. I don't have 43 cents. What else? Thank you to Fergal Quigley and Golden Legend on the Redbubble, making our t-shirts.
We love it.
Thank you to Robert Collings at the Weekly Planet.
Yes.
Who knows everything about us.
He's never not known anything.
Thank you to everybody who is on the Reddit and who makes the wiki.
We love it.
Thanks to everybody who subscribes or sends us a nice review.
Correct.
On iTunes.
Yeah, that really helps. And you know what else helps when people tell other people that they like the show?
Just out of nowhere.
It's really cool.
Scream it from the rooftops. If you're out there on your Pokemon Go and you're there, you're talking to people doing the Pokemon Go, however that works,
yep.
And there's a lull in the conversation, just go, Weekly Planet That's Podcast! Right.
And if you're playing your Pokemon Go and you're out and about, maybe you'll just run into one Nick Mason.
You might do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, we did it.
All those things help the show. I'll just do none of them. It's fine.
Oh, you should see the Bear Pack. It's what? An improv show. These two guys, Steve Raskopoulos and the other guy. It's a real good improv show.
Great.
Real top notch.
Well, I'm all for that, Mason. Okay, cool. Because sometimes improv is good.
That's a Edinburgh Fringe, by the way. That's what
I know what
about.
You meant, right. Mason. Uh-oh, right. My computer is dead. Perfect timing. Let's go. Let's go. Get out.
Oh boy. grab that gem, you guys.
Please.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.